We have been on the topic of safety. Jeff, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I know what a trench box is. And our viewers know what a trench box is. And our users know what a trench box is. Not to skip over it, but let's go back to that. This isn't funny, but I'm glad you're here, guys. My name is Chris Work, and I'm with Profit Dig. I'm here this evening with Jeff Spencer. Check us out. Looking for a job bidding costing solution for the low price of $99 per month. Unlimited projects. Never lose your data. Check us out. ProfitDig.com. Welcome to the Profit Dig Construction Show. Subscribe to the channel, like the videos, leave us some comments, let us know what you want to talk about. We have been on the topic of safety. Jeff, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I know what a trench box is.
Right.
And our viewers know what a trench box is, and our users know what a trench box is. Not to skip over it, but let's go back to that. What is the chain and the slang, man? What is up with that?
Well, your chains, you know, of course, you got to have devices to lift stuff with on site.
You're so, referring to the trench box.
No.
Okay.
Well, you can lift the trench box with it too, but you know, you got to have, you either got to have like a cable sling, you got to have like a nylon sling, or you got to have, you know, 3/8, 5/8, half inch chain, depending on, you know, how big the stuff you're lifting is, you know.
Sure.
So you got to have those items on site, you know, to be able to lift those items that you're going to be lifting.
Right.
Say it is a trench box. You know, most trench boxes are going to weigh somewhere around anywhere from 8 to 12,000 pounds. You know, like for a 20-footer, 8-foot by 20-footer, depending on how big of spacers you have in them. You know, how wide your trench is.
You know, I didn't really think about that, but yeah, I mean, we're talking about preventing the earth from caving in on you. This is a,
so it's a pretty heavy device.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and there's a lot of stipulations, you know, as on how to use a trench box there again, based on soils, based on your OSHA requirements from state to state, because they all vary a little bit. Like here in Tennessee, you know, we can have our trench boxes as much as 2 feet off the bottom of the trench.
Okay.
And then our top of bank has to be 18 inches below the top of the trench box.
Okay.
That way, if anything rolls down, it's going to hit the side of the trench box instead of rolling over in you.
Right.
Now, you can also stack your trench boxes. And this is like, you know, moving your trench boxes, you know, you got a chain there. And what we're talking about on safety on chains or even on your trench boxes, your trench boxes have to be stamped and dated. They have to have, you know, requirements on a tag showing, you know, what those requirements for that trench box are, what its limits and liabilities are.
Okay. And that has to be easily readable on the box.
If that tag gets knocked off or drug off, you've got to have that trench box recertified and then restamped.
Okay. All right.
Same thing with your chains. You know, your chains and slings, whether it be cable or nylon, they all got to go through the same thing. But when you pick them up, they got to be tested. They got to have a tag on your chain showing, you know, the lift capacity, you know, like what the tensile strength is, you know, what's the breaking point.
Okay.
And so that's the max you can lift for that chain. Well, would it lift more? Yes, they'll lift more. But that's what you can lift safely as far as what that chain's tagged for. And it's got a date on it. Your chains and stuff can be outdated.
Okay.
If your chains have burrs on them, or, you know, if they've been, you know, got a little spot that's bent here or there, or, you know, maybe they've been drug across the asphalt a few times or concrete and they've rubbed links down here and there, if they inspect it, you know, then you're in violation because that chain is no longer 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there can I restore that guy to work order? Or am I just...
If it's long enough, you can. I mean, most of the time, you can take your hardware, you know, your hooks and stuff off and move them to a newer chain.
Yeah. Okay.
But something like
The chain itself, that's just going to the house?
But,
Okay.
And, you know, or you can take it, you know, and use it, you know, for something that's not, you know, to drag something with, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah.
It's nothing you're going to be holding up or lifting overhead.
Yeah.
But, you know, those things, and they're not cheap. I mean, you know, for a 3/8 chain, like you say, a 20-footer, you know, you're looking at, you know, 60, 80 to 100 bucks, you know, depending on the strength of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not cheap.
And, you know, your trench boxes, you know, we talked about them a while ago. You know, you got a chain ready to lift it. You know, that's one thing. But when you start, say you leave your trench box in place, but when you set your trench box in, you got to backfill the side some to hold it where it don't teeter-totter.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are friction bound. So a lot of times when you pick that thing up to move it, it may be 3 or 4 times heavier than what it was
when you set it
when you set it in there because you've backfilled it.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to drag it, you know, it's also heavier now to drag against the earth up to your next joint of pipe. You know, and just like, you know, your ladders, you've got to have ladders, you know, X amount of feet in your trench to where your, you know, your workers have ingress and egress, you know, in a moment's notice, they got to be able to get out of that trench.
Right.
And so they need to know where the ladders are spaced at, you know, they need to know where they're at. So as you move everything, your guys have to come out, ladders come out, you move your trench box, then you reset. It's just like every time you lay one joint of pipe, you're pretty much resetting your trench box every time you do it. So it's also time-consuming.
Time-consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We prefer to try to drag ours, you know, if we're in dirt. Shot rock, a lot of times it's hard. You'll end up, you know, causing yourself more trouble than you will anything trying to drag them.
Yeah. Either just come out
and yeah.
reposition.
But, you know, those are just some things if you're not aware of, you know, you need to know that. And over the years, you know, I have paid a few fines for chains and stuff. And it's not that they weren't, we were trying to hide anything. It's just, you know, they had a little damage here, a little damage there.
Yeah.
And
so just
yeah, one of them was like less than 2 weeks old. You know, it wasn't very old. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. So it's just.
So, yeah, it's stuff like that can be costly and add up, you know, pretty quick. So,
yeah. No, but not a bad idea to stay on top of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Know where you're at. So,
yep.
All right. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Trench boxes, chains, and slings.
Mm-hmm.
And ProfitDig.com. The world's easiest to use job bidding and costing solution. It's only $99 a month. Contact us if you need a coupon. If you don't want to pay $99 a month to try it out, we'll hook you up. Jeff, appreciate it as always.
Most people probably spend more than that at Starbucks in a month.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on what they get.
Right.
Yeah, are you getting a scone or just a plain coffee?
I mean, exactly.
You add the two, it's up there. Check us out, guys. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video. Leave the comments. Let us know what you want to talk about. And don't forget, ProfitDig.com. We'll see you soon.
Thank you
all. Later.